He's a cancer survivor because he's a badass. His latest book is entitled Theodore Roosevelt for the Defense. He is the host of A&E's Live PD and Court Cam. And you can see him on ABC when someone breaks the law, or if there's a murder story on 2020, or if GMA needs a legal analyst because some idiot celebrity got arrested. It is Dan Abrams. Dan?
Pete.
I'm sorry we're out of time because of your long introduction. It was great talking to you.
You know, Pete, I don't think you've done enough to fawn over me. I want you to talk about why everything I'm doing is so great. You just listed it there. I want you to really get into why I'm awesome.
I am a big fan of yours. Let's start with ABC for a second, because I love your work there. Because if someone gets arrested, or if there is a need for a legal analyst, you're on call 24/7.
I'm the legal guy for ABC News, and so when anything happens law related, I end up being on. And so there's always something, you know. As when I was back at Court TV back in the day, when the guy who started it said to me, you know, it's like being an umbrella salesman. He said, "There's always going to be rain," and so I think the same thing applies to covering the courts and covering law. You know, there's always going to be something.
This all started with the OJ trial in the 90s, this obsession with watching courtrooms and court TV.
I would say maybe it started with the Menendez brothers in 91. And look, and that's why I've created the new version of that, which is called the Law and Crime Network, which is a trial network where we cover live trials. And it's a full network with in-studio analysis, et cetera. And that's kind of what gave me the idea. It's sort of like live PD. And Law and Crime Network really gave me the idea for Court Cam, meaning with live PD, you see that people are willing to stick around to see what happens. It doesn't have to be just sort of greatest hits. It can be live. Look, sometimes it's a little slower than other times. Sometimes it's a pursuit. Sometimes it's a car getting pulled over. It's a mix of things happening, but people will wait to see what happens. Same thing with the Law and Crime Network in terms of a trial. They want to wait. They'll see what the outcome is. With Court Cam, it is the holy cow moments. It's the moments where you say, wait a second.
Okay.
That actually happened in a courthouse? Wait, the judge actually ripped off his robe and chased down two defendants who tried to escape? Wait, a judge got in a fist fight with one of the lawyers in court? Someone lunged at the defendant? Someone tried to escape? I mean, those are the moments that are on Court Cam, followed by interviews with them. So it's different, but it definitely came from that original premise of watching trials, which can be boring at times, but Court Cam certainly is not boring.
We're talking with Dan Abrams. What is it with America's obsession with seeing people get arrested and then in court? Is it we get a peek in, or we feel better about ourselves because we didn't get arrested? What is it?
Well, look, I think let's start with courtrooms, all right? The courtrooms were built with a gallery. Back in the 1700s and even the 1800s, this was one of the primary sources of entertainment for people, was to go watch a court proceeding. There's also a legitimate civic reason to watch, which is that, you know, for example, in the people of the state of Illinois versus a defendant, the people of the state of Illinois are representing you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't think it's a bad thing that we can see our prosecutors doing their jobs on our behalf. With our money, with our names on it,
right.
People of the state of Illinois or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing with regard to courtrooms. And I think people are interested because there is this kind of this drama of it, of the what's going to happen, the uncertainty, the conflict, et cetera. With police, I think that there really has been, you know, there's a lot of talk about policing in America. And, you know, for those of us in the news business, you know, we typically only cover police when there's an officer-involved shooting, or maybe when occasionally if an officer does something heroic or an officer gets killed.
Right.
I mean, you know, like those are the and then there's everything else.
Yeah.
There's all the other times of being a police officer, and live PD is showing the day-to-day. You know, what people forget is, you know, most police officers never fire their weapon, ever, in the course of duty.
You're right.
Ever.
Yep.
And people don't realize it. It's like, this is the rest of being a police officer, is what you see on live PD.
We're talking with Dan Abrams. Now, you did a show with Nancy Grace.
I did.
Does she always think she's right?
Her
voice bugs me and her attitude bugs me.
Nancy is actually a lot nicer in person than she was to me on camera.
Okay.
So, but with that said, when she decides she's going to take a position,
mm-hmm.
she gets very passionate about it.
Okay.
And she gets, you know, it gets very, can get very aggressive.
You're being politically correct.
Well, no, you know what? You know what? It's not even politically correct. I'm being respectful of the fact that I actually like Nancy.
Okay.
So, but, you know, she goes off, right?
Right.
She goes off. And that's kind of what made it fun because, look, for me, being the victim was great. Like, I'm the guy who's sometimes maybe a little too aggressive at times, right?
Yep.
And, like, the idea of, like, Nancy Grace allowing me to be the guy who got victimized in a TV appearance is good. It was good for me as a television guy.
It helped the brand.
Exactly.
But you did a show on Drew Peterson. Do you remember that show with Nancy Grace?
I do. I don't remember all the details of it, but I remember we did a show on Drew Peterson.
Well, yep. He was the cop in the Chicago area. Yeah. What do you think about that case? Because it never seems to go away.
Well, I mean, it's because there were so many different cases, right? I mean, the fact that one investigation led to people looking back at other people he'd been married to and their mysterious deaths is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he was, you know, he's a sociopath. I mean, you could be standing next to this guy and he would just be, and I ended up talking to him on the phone back in the day when I was covering the story. And, you know, the guy's charming as all as can be.
Sure.
And seems so believable. And yet, and look, again, asking the question of why are people so interested, it's people like that people are fascinated by, right? They're fascinated by a guy like Drew Peterson, and they say, oh my goodness, how did people like this exist? Same thing with Scott Peterson, no relation to Drew. But people ask the same question about him.
It's the story that never seems to go away. And one more thing before you go, I got to ask you about GMA. When they call you the night before and say, all right, listen, this celebrity got arrested.
Yeah.
Do you think to yourself, first of all, this celebrity's an idiot because they got arrested late at night and I got to show up tomorrow morning at ABC Studios in New York? I mean, how many times have you thought to yourself, celebrities are just dumb?
Well, look, celebrity, you know, a lot of the time it's not just celebrities. It's some, you know, story that they think is really, you know, interesting. But honestly, I'm surprised more celebrities don't get arrested. meaning that you know, a lot of these people are dumb and a lot of them are crazy. Mm-hmm. And the reason the O.J. Simpson case was such a big deal was because it almost never happens that someone that famous at the time ends up getting charged with murder.
And likable, too.
Well, and likable, but you know, there aren't that many murder trials, I mean, involving really famous people.
Yeah.
And there aren't, like, really serious crimes that often. You know, it's like, you know, people want the book thrown at all these people, right? It's like, Justin Bieber, why hasn't he been deported? You know, why didn't Lindsay Lohan get more time? You know, like, I mean, you know, it's like, because this is the same thing that would happen to anybody else. These weren't serious crimes.
Right. Dan, you're the best. I love your work on ABC, and we'll be sure to check out A&E's Live PD and Court Cam. It's Dan Abrams. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.